welcome to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented by Professional Floor Covering, a locally owned Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. They also have Pro Edge sharpening that is located right inside a Professional Floor Covering. They offer a full service blade sharpening shop and sharpens blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Get those lawnmower blades in now. They also do saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, blades, egg blades, and almost everything else with an edge. Call 920-887-8341 or go to proflr.com for all your needs. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Ashley. It's time again to talk to our friends from the Dodge County Aging and Disability Resource Center, Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer, and good to see you again.
Good morning. Good morning. Almost Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is almost Thanksgiving. That's fantastic. So I'm guessing, maybe since we're close to Thanksgiving, that Jenny's joke of the month might be Thanksgiving themed?
It is fall themed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what's the best way to fix a broken pumpkin?
The best way to fix a broken pumpkin has nothing to do with pumpkin spice lattes, I'm guessing.
No.
Okay.
A pumpkin patch.
Okay, all right. That's fair. I'll take that.
I thought it was cute what she told me this morning.
It's so hard to sift through the lame jokes, but I found it.
A decent lame joke.
Yeah, it was charming. I liked it. If you have a question or a comment for Amanda or Jenny, give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595, or you can call our studio line at 885-4446. Especially if you have any questions, it's open enrollment time, and people have a lot of questions, as Jenny and Amanda will attest to the next few minutes. But if you have a specific question, now is a great opportunity to check in with the experts. So please feel welcome to get in touch with us. And yes, open enrollment. The packet due date is coming up.
Yes. So if you are sending in Medicare open enrollment packets to us, those are those packets that we have at our office that help us prepare the information to help you during Medicare open enrollment with either reviewing your Medicare Advantage plan or your Medicare prescription drug plan. If you have a packet that you have filled out or you want a packet to fill out, we need those by Friday the 21st.
This Friday.
Yeah.
So not a lot of time, whether you drop them off at our office, whether you fax it to us, whether you email it to us, we have to have them in our office by this Friday. Now, we know that open enrollment goes until December 8th.
7th.
7th. Oh, my goodness.
You're okay. We have been keeping each other, like, on track because our brains literally have fallen out of our brains.
Our friends are mush.
Our brains are mush. But we have to have that extra time because once we get that paperwork in, we need the time in order to go through information. So you're sending us your information with your contact information, your medication list, your Medicare card information, and then we go on Medicare.gov. Once we're on Medicare.gov, we have to type in all of your medications, and that takes time. And the harder it is for us to be able to read your handwriting or if your medications aren't accurate on the list, the harder it is for us to take care of that. So we have a lot we have to do before we can even see you. And then we have to have time to have the appointment to see you. So it's a couple hours worth of process per person. So that's why we have to have all this information in by Friday, so that way we can have time to see you and talk about the information with you. So we're not trying to cut off the time that open enrollment is allowed. It's just so we have time to go through everything with you.
And December 7th is a Sunday. And unfortunately, Jenny and I, we don't work on the weekends. Right. And so our last work day that we're able to serve the community and help all the Medicare beneficiaries is Friday the 5th. So that just cuts our time even shorter, especially next week with the Thanksgiving holiday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
For sure. I was wondering, too, you know, so we're looking at Friday that you'd like to have that information in. If anyone listening hasn't started yet, are they really pushing it up against the limit, or is this amount of time enough time to get all of their ducks in a row so you have what you need?
It's still possible. So if you still want our help with Medicare open enrollment, you can contact our office. I would suggest coming to our office to pick up a Medicare packet, or you can call our office and we can email you a packet. If you have a fax machine at home, we can fax it to you. I would find it very interesting if you do have a fax machine at home, but that possibility is available, or we can email it to you.
We've just noticed the mail the last 2 months. We don't know what the problem is, but right. The mail is super slow. It's been taking at least a week for us to receive anything. So just that time, I don't think it's going to work if we end up communicating by mail. Either the information coming to us, but also us turning around and sending the information out, I think it's going to be not enough time.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think a lot of people have noticed that mail delivery has slowed down quite a bit since the big hubs have been consolidated. And boy, to mail a letter from one place to another in Wisconsin sometimes has to go to the Twin Cities first and come back.
I think right. We've talked a lot of the stuff that leaves from Juneau has to go to Milwaukee before it comes back, even if if we send something from Juneau to Juneau, or even Juneau to Beaver Dam. And this was a couple months, too, I think, when I started noticing the issue. I had the city wrong when I was mailing out someone a letter, and it took an entire month for me to send it out and then for it to come back undeliverable. So, there's just something funky about the mail. So I guess I would not rely on it if I were someone who's needing the unbiased counseling from us.
Right. Yeah, there's just no time for that at this point.
Very good. We're talking about Medicare open enrollment and a lot of other things affecting people with disabilities and also seniors here in Dodge County. Our guests are Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the Mystery Player of the Game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm Wally, and I'm just so sad.
What's got you feeling so down, Wally?
Oh, hey, Randy from Professional Floor Covering. I spent my new radio money on a mansion, but the floors look like a bad Facebook Marketplace ad. How am I supposed to spend all winter staring at this?
Well, wipe those tears, my dear Wally. At Professional Floor Covering, we have the perfect solution for your mansion mayhem. Like a wide selection of carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP tile, and more. We'll measure and provide the design suggestions, all at prices you'll love. Need more than flooring? Get brand new cabinets and countertops, or a luxurious shower or tub conversion. Professional Floor Covering has everything you need to transform your space before you're shut in for the winter.
Randy, you're a hero!
That's quite the exaggeration, Wally. But when it comes to the selection at Professional Floor Covering, there's no embellishment when we say we'll find you everything. Just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam today and see for yourself.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our Black Friday sale starts early. Take advantage of Black Friday sales all month long. Did you know no one sells Sealy for less than us? Our Sealy Wintergreen Medium Mattress is on sale for as little as $299. That's 57% off. And also, don't forget about our 365 sleep night guarantee. That's amazing. One full year to make sure that you like what you've purchased. We have Sealy Posturepedics starting as little as $699, or our special Midnight Queen Pillowtop Mattress, 72% off of sale prices, down to $699. $99. Save big with Purple, up to $800 off select mattresses and Purple base sets. Save up to $900 on select adjustable mattresses with Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster's, and take advantage of our no-interest financing for up to 72 months. See stores for all the details. Take advantage of our Black Friday sale running all month long and save big with our mattresses. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
At Kledowski Real Estate, we're not just selling houses. We're helping you find the place, a front porch for morning coffee, a backyard for kids, dogs, and laughter, or simply a safe space to make your own. This is where your life will happen, and we're with you every step of the way, starting out with a no-charge buyer consultation right down to the final signature and exchange of keys. KledowskiRealEstate.com. Kledowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We're talking to Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County, ADRC, maybe you know them as. Maybe you have a question or a comment. It is open enrollment time, and that sparks a lot of questions and concerns. So go ahead, and you've got some office hours with the experts right here on WBEV. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595, or you can call our studio line at 885-4446. And, you know, we've been talking about Medicare open enrollment, but then there's an important period of time after that, and that's Medicare Advantage open enrollment. It never seems to end.
No, really?
It doesn't. We just stay busy all the time. So there's another open enrollment period that is January 1st through March 31st, and that is a Medicare Advantage open enrollment. So that is for folks who already have an Advantage plan. It's not dealing with people who just have a prescription drug plan. It's just dealing with people who have an Advantage plan. So Advantage plan's also known as Part C. That's when I like to consider it like flow, when you bundle your plans.
Okay.
You're putting together all of your insurance under one, your hearing, your dental, your vision, your medical with doctors, your hospital, so your Part A, your Part B, your Part D, mostly your prescription drug plan is all bundled under one plan with your Advantage plan. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, for the most part, you're looking at it now during open enrollment. There is another opportunity during that, like I said, January 1st to March 31st, where you can look at your Advantage plan again if you had issues with whatever you signed up with, or you didn't hear us while we've been talking about this for the months leading up to, and you didn't do anything during this open enrollment. You do have a second opportunity during that Advantage plan open enrollment as well.
And that goes from the end of January to the end of March?
Mm-hmm. Right, the beginning of January.
Oh, beginning of January, thank
beginning
you.
Beginning of January to the end of March, yep.
Okay, very good. Some good news for people getting their Social Security payments. Cost of living adjustment is on the way.
Yeah, so on October 24th, Social Security released the 2026 cost of living, otherwise known as COLA. So for next year, starting in January, the increase is 2.8%. I think it's been around in the news a lot. So I think most people have heard about it, but just wanted to take the opportunity and utilize this platform to just share that information in case someone missed that information. And Social Security has like a blog on their website that just talks about different things going on within the administration. And when they released the cost of living announcement in that blog, they indicated that for most beneficiaries receiving Social Security benefits, they'll see a $56 per month increase in their benefit payment. I think, if I remember right, the article was talking about right around this time, the 2026 benefit changes are going to be released in people's social security accounts. So if you have a social security, a My Social Security account, you should be able to log in either this week or next week. I can't remember what the date is, to check exactly what that reflection is going to be for your benefit payment. For those who don't have a social security account, I believe that blog indicated that the paper notices that people get in the mail will come out the beginning of December. So it's kind of that skinnier notice, and it's all rolled up on itself, kind of taped at the bottom. So that paper notice is what's going to be coming out the early part of December. But for people that have the electronic accounts, you're able to see it a little earlier.
And $56, is that an average? Is that for most people?
The approximate amount with that 2.8% increase. So I would say, you know, depending on if a person gets a higher or lower benefit, that's all going to be reflective in that 2.8%. But to give kind of a dollar value connected to what that looks like, is about $56. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to add, make sure you hang on to that paper that Social Security sends you with the notification of your change in your Social Security amount. Because there's many things with paperwork where they ask you for what is your benefit amount. And we often throughout the year have people calling us saying, how do I get my benefit letter? When they're referring to your benefit letter, that's the letter they're referring to. So don't lose that. File it away. Hang on to it. And every year, hang on to that letter. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Because I talked to somebody recently who was doing like a housing application or something. And he just went through just the rigmarole trying to, I think he had to get a new Social Security card or something like that before he could even get his award notice for 2026. It was just very much more difficult than it would have been if he would have kept that notice. So right. Yes, good point.
Hang on to it.
All right, yeah, that is good advice.
And then I also just wanted to share the 2026 Medicare numbers. So CMS, Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, just this last Friday on the 14th, released the original Medicare Part A and Part B dollar figures for 2026. And there's a lot of numbers to go over here, which I'm not going to bore everybody with. But I think the most important information to know is that the standard monthly Medicare Part B premium, so B is the medical side of original Medicare, so your primary doctor, specialist, durable medical equipment, outpatient hospital, that sort of stuff, that premium next year is going to be $202.90. So it looks like it's about a almost $18 increase from what it was here in 2025. So there's always conversations, I feel like, that I hear about the cost of living, and that whatever the cost of living is for the year, it just eats up what the increase is for the Medicare Part B premium specifically. And they're not necessarily correlated with each other. Just because there's a cost of living does not guarantee that the Part B premium will change, which it has for the last handful of years. They're also talking about in here that the increase of that standard premium is mainly due to projected price changes and the assumed utilization increase that are consistent with historical experiences. So just the amount of time that people are using those medical services, being it through original Medicare or the medical benefits through Advantage plans. They're just looking at it very broadly, nationally, that there is an increase in people utilizing those medical services. So that's what's driving that increase of the Part B premium.
All right, very good. Moving on to what's next. What do you have?
Let's see. I guess we can start talking about just coverage for ambulance services underneath Medicare benefits. Okay. This can get kind of complicated a little bit, but specifically in regards to ambulance services underneath original Medicare, is very specific in terms of if the claim is going to be covered. And I was talking to Jenny on the way over here, and it's been a hot minute, and I think it was before you started because I don't remember talking to you about this, but there was a year, I don't know, maybe 2017-ish, that I had like 3 ambulance denials in 1 year that people came and were seeking help from our office. And 2 of them, I think I was able to overturn and they ended up being favorable, but one of them wasn't. And it's because of the requirement that Social Security is not Social Security, Medicare is looking at to say that item or service, which is the ambulance ride, is medically necessary. So what Medicare is looking at is that you have to have a medical emergency and you are unable to use a different form of transportation, being it your own vehicle, a neighbor's vehicle, a family's vehicle, someone that's able to take you even if you can't drive yourself, or public transportation. So in Beaver Dam, it would be the local taxi service, right? And so the issue is you need to safely be able to take that transportation. And if you're not, that's when an ambulance ride could be covered. And so when I had those three denials in one year, it was a gentleman. It was like the dead of winter. He had this severe nosebleed that would not stop. He was afraid he was going to like bleed out or something. He lives alone in this apartment complex. And I think it was like 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And the taxi service isn't open. And so he called the ambulance. He had a trip. The ambulance ride was denied. But even after the appeal, Medicare's justification is that it was available. So even though the taxi service wasn't open for him to, because I don't think he even drove himself, if I remember right, but they still denied it because they're saying that he could have waited until the taxi opened, whatever clock in the morning, for him to utilize that public transportation. So I guess I don't want people to not call for an ambulance service if they absolutely need to, but on the back end, when you're talking about trying to reverse Medicare's reasoning of providing that service, is that there is no other transportation available.
So, I mean, I guess it seems to put the individual in an unfair position. You know, if you're having a medical emergency, you feel like you should be able to call the ambulance. You shouldn't have to be sitting there doing the calculus in your head.
Right.
Well, would Medicare cover this?
Right. So don't make a rash medical decision based on if it's going to be covered or not, because we'll try to figure out something on the back end. I think this particular case that I'm thinking about, I think we ended up setting up like a payment plan. So he didn't go broke over it. It was just kind of an inconvenience to pay whatever that out-of-pocket cost was. But yeah, so I guess that's what Medicare is looking at for coverage of an ambulance service, which is kind of frustrating to think about, especially in rural Beaver Dam or rural Dodge County that we're living in, because there's not as much public transportation as there is in, you know, Madison, for example.
Certainly. We're talking to Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. We need to take a break for the news right now, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week is Dayton McBride of Cambria Friesland. The senior competes on the Hilltoppers football, basketball, baseball, and golf teams. His favorite high school sporting moment was winning the regionals in basketball. His pregame routine involves eating food and listening to music. Congratulations to Cambria Friesland's Dayton McBride. He's this week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week.
Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home here. Black Friday isn't just about bargains, it's about choosing who shop where it counts. Since 1922, our team at Silica has helped turn houses into homes. This Black Friday, our digital price tags automatically match the big box stores, so you get the best price right here, close to home. And with our experienced team by your side, finding the perfect fit is easy. Shop local, save more, and feel the difference at Silica for Your Home and ShopSilica.com.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A grand welcome at the White House for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. It's not a state visit, but he was greeted with horses and a full band and color guard. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will support the resolution to compel the Justice Department to vote in support of the resolution compelling the Justice Department to release the Epstein files. Haley Robeson is one of Epstein's many victims.
It's time that we put the political agendas and party affiliations to the side. This is a human issue. This is about children. There is no place in society for exploitation, sexual crimes, or exploitation of women.
The wire that brought down a bridge. New NTSB reports on the key bridge collapse in Baltimore showing the cargo ship Dolly's loss of power was caused by a poorly placed label on a wire that loosened over time and ultimately led the ship to lose power. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The Corsicana mattress factory in Watertown shut down abruptly yesterday. The company did not respond to TMJ4's requests for comment. Watertown city leaders, including the mayor, told the TV station yesterday they had no information. Beaver Dam's District 6 has a new alder. The Common Council appointed Jeff Bierman last night. He was one of four candidates who recently applied for the seat Ken Anderson gave up in September. Bierman says he's lived in Beaver Dam for 5 years and that he works at the Walmart Distribution Center. He says he plans to take out papers in December and run for the seat in April. People opposed to the Meta AI data center in Beaver Dam are holding the Common Council's feet to the fire. The council chambers were packed for a second straight meeting last night. One speaker asked for a community dialogue at a future council meeting. Another speaker suggests forming a data center oversight panel made up of people from the community. The owner of a median-priced home in Beaver Dam can expect the city portion of their property taxes to go up by about $115. The Common Council passed next year's $18.9 million budget last night. The mill rate is actually going down 16 cents, but the value of a median-priced home has gone up to more than $211,000. A Beaver Dam firefighter is recovering after getting hurt fighting a fire at a duplex yesterday afternoon. Firefighters were called just after 2 o'clock to North Spring Street. Firefighters quickly knocked it down. Police rescued a dog from the attached unit next door. The firefighters' injuries are not serious. Investigators are looking into what started the fire. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 38. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 42. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 36.
Celebrate the taste of the holidays at the market at Beaver Dam. Get lowest legal pricing on Busch or Busch Light 30 packs for $21.49, Miller Lite or Coors Light 30 packs just $22.98, and there's more low price deals on Captain Morgan, Tito's, and Jim Beam. Corbel Brandy is just $19.98, and Carbliss cocktails are only $8.99. Prices are good through November 30th. Download the My Market app for more holiday savings only at the market at Beaver Dam.
Attention Dodge County area nonprofits. Do you support children and families in need? Then now's the time to apply for the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. For over 25 years, the Radiothon has raised millions of dollars to help local organizations like yours make a real difference. Deadline is January 31st. Apply today on the Radiothon page at dailydodge.com and be part of something powerful for our kids and community.
Real of Meat.
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, presented in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishing can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any and all the rooms in your home. Just bring them the measurements and pictures of your room, determine any any items you wish to keep, then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We're talking with Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. Let's say if you're getting Social Security or Medicare and you have any kind of questions, they're the people who are here to help, and they're great to join us every month to provide you an opportunity to talk with you on the radio about any questions that you have. In order to do that, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595, or you can call our studio line at 885-4446. And before the news, we were talking about these unfortunate situations where people, you know, are denied certain aspects of their coverage or benefits. And you want to remind people that you are there for them no matter what kind of situation, denial situation they find themselves in.
Yeah, so we were just talking about just what Medicare is looking at to approve an ambulance ride, and that a lot of rides potentially could be denied just not meeting the required requirements that Medicare is looking at. And we just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, we're here to provide information. We're here to answer your questions. Really, in the unfortunate situation where you have a medical item or a medical service that's denied. We just want people to know that, you know, we're here to help. We can look through what the denial reason is. Jenny and I were both supervised by a program attorney that really is knowledgeable in all aspects of elder law, so being Social Security, Medicare. So even though we might not necessarily have a quick answer for you right off the bat, we can look through the summary notice, either your Medicare summary notice or your explanation of benefits if you're in an Advantage plan, to look at some of the coding information, understand if there's merit to file an appeal. In all of those summary notices, there is instructions on how to file an appeal on your own. But I guess a benefit of working with one of us benefit specialists is that we can do more than just filling out the appeal paperwork. We can talk with you and help you work with your medical provider to maybe write a supporting letter of why that item or service is needed. We can dig through the Medicare coverage manual to understand the criteria that Medicare is using the denial for. So we can do a little bit more of a deep dive to really try to overturn that denied service to make it favorable and hopefully lessen the amount that you owe the medical provider.
Certainly. And like I say, and you just alluded to, you know how the system works better than most lay people by far. And also you can reach out and make those connections and they know you and they, you know, have a good working relationship.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime that you get something that's denied from either Social Security, your insurance plan, Medicare, whatever, it seems a little daunting, and then people just kind of want to brush it underneath the rug, I feel. But that doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, there's definitely work involved on our end and the beneficiary that's seeking our services, but at the end of the day, it's really going to help save you financially if you're able to kind of dig into that a little bit to see if there is merit to overturn whatever that decision is. So we just wanted to let people know that we're here for a lot more than just Medicare counseling and just general information. We can really provide some deep counseling services.
Well, in the case of the gentleman that you just mentioned, you were able to work out, it looks like he was able to get set up with some kind of installment plan.
Yeah, I can't remember the details, but yeah, I was so sad that Medicare didn't overturn, even though we were like pleading our case in the appeal. So that's the other thing. We in in addition to just filling out the Medicare appeal paperwork, between our program attorney and us, we write an appeal brief. So just more of an explanation, citing Medicare law and the reason why that service should be covered. So we put so much work into it, and I was just really sad that it came back with another denial. But at the end of the day, he didn't, you know, lose his apartment. You know, he was still able to put food on the table and get his medications. And I'm almost positive we ended up working with the ambulance billing company and set up payment plans, so he was able to pay it back slowly.
That's a good example, I think, of how your help can be beneficial, because it might not occur to anyone trying to contact Medicare directly that this might be an option for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, hospital denials, skilled nursing care denials, it must have been just something in the water for that particular year that I got kind of three in a row, but I was successful with the two other ones. So it really just depends on the specifics of the situation. But I still would say that even though that one we didn't get overturned, it was still successful anyways, because, like I said, he didn't lose any of the basic living necessities.
Absolutely. What else do we have on the agenda today? End of pilot project, changing Medicare Advantage plan supplemental benefits.
Yes. So some people with their Medicare Advantage plans, again, that's that Part C bundle type of situation, some people were getting these spending cards with them, where they could use them for like over-the-counter medications, or sometimes they could use them for food, sometimes they could use them towards utilities. There was different things that they could use them for to help offset costs for them. That project began back in 2017. It was given as part of the Advantage Plan programs. The original goal of that was to increase access and services so they could improve their health overall, because their money was going to be able to be funneled in other ways. For example, a lot of people complain that they can't get their vitamins with prescription drug coverage or Tylenol. So these cards, they were able to do that with. So a lot of people really utilize these cards. That program is ending with 26. It'll be over at the end of this year.
Yes.
It'll be at the end of this year. So going into 2026, these cards, this program is no longer going to be available unless you are part of the chronic conditions situation. So there are some Advantage plans for people who have chronic medical conditions, but you have to prove that you have one of the conditions that are listed in Medicare's pre-approved list. I don't have that list of what those chronic conditions are.
I think it depends on the plan, is my understanding.
Right. So depending on what conditions you have. So if you are on a chronic conditions Medicare Advantage plan, it's actually listed in the name with it. They are C-SNP plans. So C meaning chronic, and then special needs plans. So when you're actually on the plan finder, it'll call it a C-SNP plan next to the name. Those plans you can still get, for the most part, those special cards to have those extra over-the-counter needs and everything. So we bring it up because a lot of people were choosing their plans based upon getting those cards, because that extra $60, $100 made a huge difference for them each month, and now that's going away.
So what options do they have? Anybody who finds themselves, you know, not getting a benefit that they've become accustomed to, you know, relying on.
Right. And unfortunately, they're just going to be without it, and they're going to have to rebudget without those cards.
Yeah, I think it's just having that education conversation is what I've noticed. Going through Advantage Plan, those extra benefits with people. There was a couple that I met with last week, and I think it was an over-the-counter card. They were getting like $183 or $86 or something like that this year, and they're still going to get it next year, but it's going to be reduced like by $30. So it's still more than what they wouldn't have if they weren't in the plan, but I think it's just looking through the details on what those extra benefits really provide. But we've also had a lot of conversations about the primary purpose of enrolling or purchasing a health insurance, which is for the medical and prescription drug needs, essentially. So we've been really trying to change the conversation a little bit to at least make sure that those needs are met first. And if those extra, you know, cards to buy groceries or over-the-counter products is there, I guess I just talk about it that it's just the extra cherry in the top. You know, it's just that extra bells and whistles, but it's not the core reason why you're choosing that plan.
Very good. We're talking to Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. We need to take a break right here, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV are proud to be South Central Wisconsin's spot for local high school play-by-play. High school sports fans are passionate, loyal, and hold on to a lifetime of memories. You can be a part of those memories and build your business's brand along the way by partnering with us to sponsor high school sports. For more info on how you can become part of the excitement, leave a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Hello, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I invite you to stop in and discover the Power Lift Chair Recliners. We have the largest selection in Dodge County, ready and available for prompt delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs lift you to a standing position or recline you to a comfortable nap. You can even get a lift chair with heat massage or with an adjustable headrest and lumbar support. Some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There are a variety of sizes in stock, from small to the big man's. Prices only start at $599. Don't worry about the power going out because the lift chairs come with a battery backup. Delivery is free. If your loved one needs a lift chair in their room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's will deliver it. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
Save big money when you insulate your home with Knauf fiberglass insulation from Menards. From cut-to-length rolls to pre-cut batts and blown-in insulation, Menards has everything you need to add comfort and energy savings to your home. Plus, you can save even more with federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades ending soon. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Join us this Thursday at 11:10 a.m. for Let's Talk with Beaver Dam Unified School District Superintendent Mark DiStefano. This month's conversation explores the impactful student services and specialized supports helping every student succeed, plus a look at how those programs continue to grow for the future. We'll also shine a spotlight on Prairie View Elementary, this month's School of the Month. Don't miss Let's Talk this Thursday at 11:10 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV with BDUSD Superintendent Mark DiStefano.
This week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week is Lucas Wald of Horicon. Lucas is the secretary of the Horicon FFA. His SAE project is lawn care and landscaping. Lucas has participated in many FFA national conventions. His plans after graduation are to become a heavy equipment operator. Congratulations to Lucas Wald of Horicon. He's this week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you, Ashley. We're talking to Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. If you have a question or a comment, if you're dealing with Medicare or Social Security questions or any other kind of question, we'll talk about that in just a minute. Go ahead and give us a call at 920-887-9595. You can also text us at 920-887-9595, or you can call the WBEV studio line at 885-4446. And I mentioned Social Security and Medicare, and I know that's a big part of your job, helping people navigate those systems because they can be awfully confusing and complicated. But that's just scratching the surface of what it is you do at the ADRC.
Yeah, when I first started, they just updated the state brochure for the benefit specialist program, but they used to had a like saying that we were helping people cut through the red tape of public benefits, which I still believe that to be true. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what other services that we can help with in addition just to Medicare counseling.
Yeah. So one example that pops into my head right away is when you are deciding on whether or not you want to get disability benefits and you're in your late 60s and you can't decide whether or not you want to apply for early retirement or Social Security disability benefits. We can help talk to you about the difference in those financial situations and the, what the implications can be going forward with those things, and then actually help you with the applications with those. We can't make the decisions for you, though. And a lot of times people want us to make those decisions for them. We can't do that. We help people with Medicaid counseling. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden.
I think just understanding Medicaid, I actually was talking to someone yesterday. Medicaid in itself can be just so complicated because there's so many different like flavors of Medicaid. But I think the common one that most of the community refers to is Badger Care. But there's a lot more to Medicaid than Badger Care.
Right. There's ways that we can help see if someone is eligible for Medicaid when they may have thought that their income was too high for Medicaid, and we like to try and help them figure that out, such as the Medicare Savings Program. This is a great program that we like to help people see if they qualify for so they don't have to pay that Part B premium, which can be very expensive for people. So we help people look at their financial situation for that.
Especially next year with it being 202.
Right, right. So if you're concerned about those types of things, that's another thing that we can help with. We have our Medicare class that we teach every month, which we talk about on a regular basis. We don't have our 2026 class schedule up yet, but we will have that by about mid-December. We'll come up with our class schedule. A lot of that depends on when we are in our own trainings. So Amanda, Ashley, and I are in regular trainings, and so that we have to make sure we don't put our classes on the day of our trainings. And just looking at the 2026 calendar, which we don't do until after open enrollment when our brains are a little more relaxed.
But that schedule shouldn't take too long to put together once we can just get all the training calendars, you know, setting side by side and looking at dates available. But we will have a class in January. We usually have it like the second or third week in January and then every month after that. But just really encouraging people, you know, about 6-8 months, depending on how, you know, excited you are to talk about Medicare before you turn 65 or eligible for Medicare, really getting that just basic education, that understanding of just how everything functions in works or doesn't work together before doing a deep dive into looking at plan specifics. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday. I think he was like 72 or 73 and he's still working, and he was fairly knowledgeable about Medicare. But then when we started talking about the differences between supplements and Advantage plans, the conversation really took a different turn. And I think he wanted to dive into plan specific information. And I was like, well, let's just back up the train a little bit and just really talk separately about Advantage plans and supplements, because you really can't compare them apples to apples. Just they are so different in their functionality of cost and coverage of medical services, but also when and how you can change plans in the future, I think, is something else to be knowledgeable about. So just, you know, come to that Medicare class, have an understanding before you need to start making some tough choices.
Well, one thing we always like to say is know us before you need us.
Yes.
We are here to help with a multitude of public benefit programs, and not only us as benefit specialists, but the entire Aging and Disability Resource Center. Call us when you need help with those types of situations. I don't think we've mentioned it yet today, but our number is 920-386-3580. Call us when you need help with any type of resources when it comes to aging or disability within the community. We're here to help. If we don't have the answers, we'll try and direct you to the right person.
Mm-hmm. I have to imagine one of the most satisfying parts of your job is helping someone who feels overwhelmed by something they need to work out, and you help them, and they are relieved and happy and getting what they need.
Yeah, I mean, we work with a ton of different agencies, Social Security, Medicare, the Capital Consortium for Medicaid benefits. I had another meeting yesterday and the lady applied for Medicaid benefits, but they didn't test her for the right category because she has a medical disability. And so by making a phone call, I think the whole process just seems a little overwhelming to her, but knowing that there's someone that's advocating and sitting on that side of the table to help her get the benefits that she needs, but then also helping her how it connects with other benefits that she's receiving, I think is still overwhelming to her, but at least she knows that she's not doing it alone, and that we're giving correct information.
Right. To make sure all your benefits are coordinated. There may be things that you're qualified for that you might not be aware of. So those are things that we want to make sure that you're getting the best situation possible.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That will do it for this edition of a community comment. The time really flies by. I hope I didn't cut you off anything.
No,
you really wanted
I was
to
just
say.
Looking at, like, when I was typing this up the other day, I was like, oh, I hope we have enough to talk about, because I feel like other agendas, there's more stuff on the page that I give you, and this time there really wasn't, but we still always fill in the time.
Absolutely, and it goes by quickly. Thank you so much, Jenny Farmer, Amanda Higgins from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. We want to thank you for listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Here's the snap. Winston sets, throws, left side of the end zone. Intercepted!
Yes!
Intercepted by the kid! Oh, Evan Williams delivers in the left corner of the end zone, and the Packers deliver the dagger.
After taking down the Giants, the Minnesota Vikings come to Lambeau on Sunday for an